Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
More than 2,000 years ago, it was stated that the Delphic Oracle in Greece made the quote, "Know thyself, be thyself, love thyself." What exactly does that mean, and how important is that in self-mastery? Each individual, including you, lives by a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most or least important in your life. Whatever is highest on that list of values, your identity revolves around. Your ontological identity is an expression of your highest value. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you're a mother, 35 years old, and have 3 beautiful children under the age of 5. And you're asked by somebody, "Who are you?" Some ontological question. You will say, "I'm a mother." Let's say that you have 3 different businesses and your focus is growing your business as an entrepreneur. And you may have 3 children at home as a father, but most likely if your highest value is running those businesses, you will say, "I'm an entrepreneur." Your ontological identity is an expression of what you value most. So the wife may have a completely different set of values and label herself a mother, but the husband may not call himself a father. He may call himself an entrepreneur first and father second, where the mother would say, "I'm a mother first and maybe an assistant or an owner of a company second." Whatever is highest on your value, your identity revolves around. So knowing your hierarchy of values is necessary for you to know yourself. Now, whatever is highest on your value, highest in priority, whatever is most important, whenever you're doing that, you're maximizing your effectiveness and efficiency and productivity in action. In other words, if you fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, you're going to be most productive. If you try to fill your day with lower priorities, you will devalue yourself and not identify it. I have a very high value on teaching and research. I consider myself a teacher and researcher. I have a very low value on cooking and driving. I wouldn't identify myself as a cook or a driver. So whatever's low on your value, you de-own or disown. It's deontological. It's something you do, but not something you identify yourself by. So if you want to master your life, it's living according to what you value most, what's highest in priority, the thing that's most important in your life. If you fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, again, your day will not fill up with low priority distractions that don't. You're more likely to be productive and efficient and effective. And whatever is highest on your value, you will feel is your teleological purpose. It's a thing that you feel is most meaningful and purposeful to your life. In other words, a mother will be dedicated to raising a family. The entrepreneur will be dedicated to building the businesses and managing businesses. Whatever is highest on your value is also your epistemological area of expertise. Why? Because you filter your reality and all the sensory information you get according to what you value most, and you let into your conscious awareness the thing that's most important, and you kind of overlook the things that aren't. In other words, if you're a mother and your highest value is your children, you walk in a mall, you'll spot children's clothes, children's health items, children's education items, children's entertainment items. but you won't notice things that are lower on your value. You filter them out. The pulvinar nuclei in the thalamus, the relay station, filters it out. So the same thing if an entrepreneur walks in a mall, he won't see children's clothes, children's education items. He might see business items or library items or bookstore items or IT items, anything that might help him grow his business. So we literally filter our reality and extract out of our environment the things that are most important, things that are high in our values, where our identity is. Why? Because it's more effective and efficient to filter out information that allows us to fulfill our purpose, help us be who we are, and excel. So your epistemological area of expertise is going to revolve around your highest value. Your teleological purpose is going to revolve around your highest value. And your ontological identity is going to revolve around your highest value. So when the Delphic Oracle says, know thyself and be thyself, it means know what's really highest in your priorities in life and be willing to live them. That means dedicating to what's highest in value and delegating lower values. And when you delegate lower value items, you want to delegate it to people who have it high on their values, so they're dedicated to doing what you want to delegate, so you don't have to double work and micromanage people and push people around to get things to do it. They will spontaneously do it. Whatever's highest on your value, you spontaneously act upon. Just like a young boy who loves his video games, he spontaneously does his video games, but you may have to motivate him to do his homework and chores and clean his room. Well, all of us have something that we're spontaneously inspired to act upon, and that's our highest value. That's where we're able to be ourselves. We feel like we're being ourselves doing that. So if you want to master your life, it's mastering what's really important to you, and that's the highest of values. And that's why every talk I do and every presentation I do, I pretty well talk about values. My book, The Values Factor, is for that objective. Because if you know what your highest value is, and you can identify the actions that help you fulfill it, and you can go and fill your day with that, you're going to be yourself, you're going to know yourself, and you're going to love yourself, because you're going to end up doing things efficiently and effective and have more gratitude for life, because you're going to be achieving more in your life. Therefore, self-mastery, self-actualization, self-fulfillment, whatever name you want to give it. So, again, it boils down to knowing yourself. And knowing yourself is knowing what you value most. And some people don't want to acknowledge what they value most, but just know that your life demonstrates what you value most. My life demonstrates teaching and research every day. My life doesn't demonstrate cooking or driving. I don't focus on that. I delegate that. So dedicate to what's highest in priority, delegate what's lower in priority, give yourself permission to be yourself so you can, you know, fulfill what's most meaningful in your life, and you'll master your life. And that's why knowing yourself is the key to self-mastery. And that's a really simple principle, really, when you think about it. But so often we just go about our daily life and overlook the obvious, the elusive obvious, we could call it. So take the time. Go on my website, drdmartini.com, and go to do the value determination process. It's free, it's complimentary. It'll take 30 minutes of your time. It'll ask you 13 questions that are very, very objective to help you look at what's really important to your life. And then master the art of asking yourself, how can I fulfill those highest values in a way that serves others? How can I fill my day with the highest priority actions in a way that serves other people? That's mastery. That's fulfillment life. That's one of the reasons I teach the breakthrough experience, to show people exactly how to do that and to give them the tools so they can maximize their efficiency and effectiveness at being who they are and have self-mastery and fulfillment. So I just wanted to have that little presentation for you because you deserve to be yourself. You know, in the world that doesn't want you to be, it wants you to fit in instead of stand out. But the uniqueness of your values and your uniqueness is expressed through your hierarchy of values. So give yourself permission to be you. Why be second at being somebody else when you can be first and master of yourself?
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.